With every passing day, the 2011 baseball season gets closer and closer. And we've got more predictions coming at you live right here on TY's 20. Welcome to the show, ladies and gents. This week, we are discussing the National League West, which proudly is represented by the world champion, San Francisco Giants, but we'll get to them a little bit later on. I'm going to open the show today by talking about the San Diego Padres. This was a team that choked away the division last year after being in first place for so many days. And one of the few things I can brag about from last year for the Chicago Cubs, they had a big say in that. They took 3 of 4 from the Padres in San Diego in the final week of the season, basically knocking out the Padres, knocking in the Giants, who went on to win the World Series. But even with the falling short at the end of the season, I don't think anybody expected this team to play that well last season. Great pitching, timely hitting was the name of the game for this team. A big, big, big loss for them, however, Adrian Gonzalez, their anchor, their superstar, is now a member of the Red Sox. They have added several new players, guys like Jason Bartlett, Brad Hopp, Jorge Cantu, to name a few of them. They still have Matt Latos and Heath Bell. Clayton Richards, another solid young starter. These guys just love playing the low scoring, get a big hit at the end of, you know, type of games, but I think the loss of Gonzalez will be too much for them to handle this season. As a prediction for this team, I think Will Venable is going to have a breakout year, but not even close to enough to make up for the loss of Gonzalez. Once again, Seth Lawrence joins us for our baseball division preview. Seth, what is your response to my preview on the Padres?
I agree with you. I mean, it was all about timely hitting, and, you talked about Gonzalez, and really Gonzalez, I didn't think had that big of a year last year. You know, a lot of teams pitched around him late in the games. I mean, I remember turning on the MLB Network at 11 o'clock at night, and they're showing the Padres team, and it's, you know, second and third with two outs, and Gonzalez is up, and instead of pitching to him, they walk him with first base open, and then they pitch to whoever's next. And a lot of times, you know, this was kind of my reaction to it, but a lot of times it was Scott Harrison, and he's now gone. He's a member of my Mets, and, you know, he was a big source of some of those timely hits. And, you know, they didn't add any power to really back up Adrian Gonzalez, you know, losing him. It's just going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a frustrating year, but it's not going to be quite the year they had last year. And I think Padres fans just need to be patient and realize that, you know, more is better to come with this team, but it's not going to come this year.
Yeah, and talking to some Padre officials, they actually mentioned to me that Adrian Gonzalez meant as much to their team in terms of leadership and in the clubhouse as Albert Pujols does in St. Louis. So that's really saying a lot, and we'll see if that loss ends up hurting them quite a bit or not. But Seth, if you could now keep things rolling and talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, see, why the Dodgers were kind of a disappointment because they just had so much talent, offensively, defensively, they had speed, they had power, and they just couldn't put it all together. They had pitching. Kershaw had a breakout year for them, and they added Ted Lilly down the stretch to try to make the playoffs, but they just couldn't do anything. It was just a real disappointing season for them, and I know talking to a lot of listening to a lot of talk radio and stuff, just people are really disappointed with the way Matt Kemp played last year. There was not a lot of hustle from him. There wasn't a lot of shown desire from him. They were disappointed with his play. And, you know, they lost Manny Ramirez, which, you know, could be a blessing in disguise for them. And they had, some more role players, utility players than anything this year. But I don't think, make a prediction for the Dodgers this year, I'm going to take a wait and see approach. You hope for the best, but you expect the worst.
Yeah, as good as it was for this team when they added Manny Ramirez in 2008, I think it will be just as good for them in 2011 that he's gone. No more big distractions there. I think Don Mattingly is ready to be the manager. Even though Juan Uribe was huge for the Giants last year, I just don't think he's that great of a player overall. Maybe he'll prove me wrong again, but I wouldn't hold my breath for the same type of season he had last year if I'm a Dodgers fan. This pitching staff looks to be in good shape. You mentioned Kershaw. They still have Billingsley, Ted Lilly, John Garland. They need Broxton to get back to his old form as closer. Then they can use Hung Shi Kuo in a setup role. And then, you know, if their pen is filthy like it was in 08 and 09, you know, it's going to be a lot tougher to beat them, and they'll definitely have a shot at contending in the West, I think, if that happens. Next up,
and, you know, actually,
yeah, go ahead.
Their bullpen really isn't too bad. I mean, I'm blanking on some of the names, but they've got some real power arms out there. You mentioned Broxton. They need to get him back to where he was. This guy Belisario sounds like he's having some visa issues and isn't going to miss it all this year. He's another guy that's got a lot of talent, but just hasn't really put it together yet. So, you know, there's good stuff that could happen with the Dodgers. They just have to find a way to put it together. And, you know, I think guys like Matt Kemp and get a first base. I'm blanking on his name.
James Loney,
those types of guys need to be more consistent with their production.
Yeah, and a guy like Andre Ethier, who seems to have big first halves and then kind of tails off, he needs to be more consistent as well. We're going to talk now about the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team that had all kinds of promise just seems like a few short years ago. They made the NLCS in 2007, had a solid team in 2008, but have really struggled lately. Gone is strikeout king but home run hitter Mark Reynolds. Chris Young, Justin Upton, Adam LaRoche, Kelly Johnson, they're all still around. This team's still going to hit a lot of home runs and strike out a bunch. It's still going to be inconsistent on offense. They did address one huge need at the closer role. J.J. Putz is now here, and everybody and their mom seems to think he's going to be the type of closer he was with the Mariners. And this team blew a ton of games last year, so that could be a huge addition. In the rotation, they brought in the near-perfect game, if it wasn't for Jim Joyce, Armando Galarraga. They also expect youngster Daniel Hudson to pitch well this season, but I think it's going to be another long year for this team.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the power and the strikeouts, and when you strike out that many times, that's killer, because you don't even give the defense a chance to make a mistake. You're just doing easy outs to them. You know, I think getting rid of Mark Reynolds is going to help a little bit. I like Justin Upton this year. He kind of had a disappointing season while it was still a decent season. I think he could be poised for a good year. I think Chris Young has got to bounce back. I mean, he had just a horrendous season last year, and he's got to pick it up for this team to have some success.
All right, Seth, let's now talk about the defending world champions, the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants, you know, they came on late last year. I can't remember if they won the wild card or if they got the division there, but I think they got the division over the Padres and got to the playoffs. And, I mean, you look at Cody Ross caught fire in that series. Pablo Sandoval the entire season was non-existent for this team. They got some big hits late in the year from Aubrey Huff. Buster Posey burst on the scene and wins Rookie of the Year and he's a fine young player. This is a good team with some young talent. I feel like their veterans are just very old. I mean, Miguel Tejada at shortstop, Mike Fontenot, the former Cub. I've never been impressed with Fontenot. I don't know how he's a major leaguer, but he is. Freddie Sanchez once was a top-tier hitter, probably one of the toughest guys to strike out in baseball, and now he's kind of tapered off a little bit. You know, I think this team's going to rely on Pablo Sandoval to have a bounce back year. Can Aubrey Huff have this kind of season he had last year? And can Buster Posey, in his second and really his first full season, can he hit the way he hit last year? I think those are some big keys to this team. Rotation, top rotation, I think, in baseball. You go Winston, come Kane, Sanchez, Bumgarner. You know, Barry Zito was okay for last year. I mean, Brian Wilson in the bullpen is a beast. This team's got some talent. It's, certainly not a fluke that they won the World Series with the pitching they've gotten. I fully expect that they could do it again this year.
Yeah, for the last few years, people have talked about how dangerous this team would be if they could get into the postseason with that kind of pitching. And, you know, I still don't think anybody expected their lineup, however, to score enough runs to actually win a championship. But, hey, last year led by Rookie of the Year Buster Posey and filled with a bunch of older veterans, it was really about a team coming together at the right time and getting it done when it mattered the most. And Seth, I think last year's Giants team will give hope to a lot of future playoff teams that don't have a great offense on paper. You know, they did lose Uribe and Renteria in the offseason, but I wouldn't be surprised if Pablo and Torres have better years this year. And really, the sky's the limit for Buster Posey. And as you mentioned, the rotation is just filthy. The bullpen is great with Brian Wilson. Aubrey Huff, though, he's been an every other year type of player. It's really strange if you look at his splits. So we'll see if he can put two good seasons back-to-back in a row together. But with this pitching and the confidence of being world champs, this team will definitely be a force to be reckoned with once again in 2011.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there. I think this is, you know, they may not win the World Series again. This team, you know, last year I thought that the Diamondbacks had probably one of the best pitching staffs going into the season, and that their season just completely fell apart on them. The Giants just came out of nowhere and took the division.
But as we've seen, though, get into the playoffs and anything can happen. Last but not least, we're going to talk about the Colorado Rockies. This is a team I really like heading into 2011. They didn't make the playoffs last year, really struggled in the final month. But this is one dangerous and pretty exciting team to watch. I don't think Ubaldo Jimenez will be as good as he was last year, but I still think he's going to have a great year. The rest of the rotation is a little more questionable than teams like the Giants and Dodgers, but it still could be decent. They got Jorge De La Rosa, Aaron Cook, and the new guy, what's his name? Chacon? Is that how you say it?
Chacon, something like that.
Yeah, solid pitcher. I can't pronounce his name, but he's probably going to have a good year. But their lineup is stacked. Carlos Gonzalez, Troy Tulowitzki, what a great combination. A lot of people think Dexter Fowler will have a breakout year this year. A big question for me is the closer role. Can Houston Street get healthy, and can he stay healthy? They really need that to happen, and I think they need De La Rosa to have a good year like he had a couple years ago. If that happens, this team could be pretty darn good this year.
Yeah, I think you hit on it. The bullpen and the rest of the rotation after Jimenez. And I don't expect Jimenez, like you said, to have that big of a year like he did last year. And you know, as the season wore on, Jimenez actually tapered off DY. He wasn't as solid as he was at the beginning. I mean, he started to give up more hits. He started to give up more runs. Granted, when your first month and a half, you're throwing a .8-something ERA with, you know, 11, 12 strikeouts a game. Saying you're giving up more hits and runs is kind of a given, but, I mean, he did taper off. It wasn't as dominant as he was. But I think between Houston Street, Rafael Betancourt, and probably Matt Lindstrom, I think the Rockies are going to go closer by committee type of thing here because, you know, Houston Street's not ever been real consistent out of the bullpen. Betancourt had kind of one good year. Matt Lindstrom is a fireballer for sure, but his control is an issue. You know, the pitching is going to be the big thing here, and then that ballpark, man, I don't know if that's something I want to be, you know, in a slugfest.
Yeah, well, here's where things get interesting. Seth and I both agree that this division is wide open, so we'll see how things fall when it comes to our predictions. And we'll start off, as we always do, by talking about who we think is going to finish in fifth place. This one I think we probably both agree on, but we'll see. I've got the Arizona Diamondbacks finishing in fifth. I'll be shocked if they even finish fourth in this division. Just not a ton of things to be excited about other than maybe watching Young and Upton play together for another year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not as down on them, you know, as you would probably think. I actually think their young pitching is pretty good. But I think I'm going to go with the Padres. I mean, I like their pitching, and, you know, I stacked their pitching up against the Diamondbacks, and it's probably a little bit better. But to me, the edge comes in is where the Padres don't have Adrian Gonzalez anymore. And when you get past Justin Upton in that lineup, there's really nothing to be scared of there. I mean, if Chris Young plays like he can, okay, maybe there's a little more respect there. But it's, you know, Stephen Drew has yet to really prove himself. Miguel Montero behind the plate is a good hitter, but he's, you know, again, yet to really prove himself. To me, the offense goes to the Diamondbacks, and I think they can really, you know, outslug some teams in the NL, and I think that's where I give Diamondbacks the edge. So I'm going to put the Padres in fourth place, And then I'll kind of jump into third place here and give it to the Diamondbacks.
Interesting stuff. For me, I have the Padres coming in fourth. I think they'll be scrappy enough to stay in most games and have good pitching and win more games than some people would still think, but I've got them in fourth. And I am picking the Dodgers in third. To me, the top three in this division is where it really gets tricky. I could see all three of these top teams ultimately winning the division, but I'm going with the Dodgers in third. Like I said earlier, if Broxton becomes a dominating closer once again, you know, I wouldn't want to play them. They've got a pretty good team. They definitely have a chance, but I've got them in third place.
Yeah, when I said I put the Diamondbacks in third place, I'm at fourth place, and I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to put the Dodgers in third place. You know, it gets a little sticky here. You know, I could go one through three here. I could see it go 3-1, you know, just kind of a reversal there. But I'm going to put the Dodgers in third. I need to see some things. I need to see a little more desire out of Matt Kemp and a little more passion for him to play the game. I need to see some more consistency out of guys like Broxton and see what their, you know, Clayton Kershaw's a fine young pitcher. I need to see some more consistency out of Billingsley. I think he's a good pitcher. You know, the rest of the rotation and the bullpen, what can they give to the Dodgers? But I just think they're a third place team to start the year.
All right, now the fun part, second place and first place. I am going in second place with the defending champion, San Francisco Giants. And I think whoever finishes second in this division will definitely be a wild card possibility. I love the Giants pitching staff. Still not thrilled about their lineup. I think it's a team that could still contend for a 90-win season, but I'm going with them in second. I've got Colorado in first. I know it's a little bit risky. I'm a little nervous about the prediction because of health concerns and the closing situation. And the rotation might not be as strong as the Giants and Dodgers, but I love their youth and I love their offense, and I'm giving them the edge for 2011. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go why I think the Rockies' youth is something to be excited about. They've got some great young players. I mean, Tulowitzki and Gonzalez is probably the best 3-4, 2-3, however they want to line them up in the order is going to be fun. I think Dexter Fowler, like you said earlier, is on for a breakout season. And, you know, Coors Field, I mean, that's a fun place when the Rockies are going well. I mean, they fill it up. You know, they get it rocking. The place is loud. It's a fun environment. And, the players love to play there. You know, I just think that it's probably one of the better venues to be at as far as home field advantage goes in the National League, maybe next to the Phillies. But no doubt, I think the Rockies are a first-place team. I have questions about the rotation, and that makes me a little uneasy about the pick. But, you know, like you said, I think if we take the Rockies and they finish in third, no one's going to crucify us over it because it's such a wide-open division at this point.
Very true. Well, Seth, it's always fun talking baseball. We're going to talk about the American League Central next week. Look forward to it.
No doubt, T.Y. We'll talk to you then.
See you. One final note as we wrap up today's show in terms of spring training news. Carlos Silva has been getting rocked for the Cubs in his first two spring training starts, so he's going to have to turn it around very quickly, or Randy Wells and Andrew Cashner are going to be locking up those last two rotation spots sooner than a lot of people expected. So the big fellow is going to have to get it going very soon. Be sure to check out our podcast and our online blog site at tywise20.com. Also, good news to share, we're going to be on iTunes very, very soon, so we'll look forward to that. Can't wait to talk more baseball next week on the podcast here on TYS 20. You know the saying by now, Harry Carey would say, only the shadow knows. Take care. We'll see you next week.